Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night, Friday morning to you. It could be one or the other, depending on where the hell you live. Me, I live and work in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And I'm going to be with you for one more hour. It's a 3-hour show, plus this last one. That means 4 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's been a busy night. Thursday night football, the Buffalo Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18 up in Buffalo. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Damian Lillard, he makes his debut for the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Bucks beat the 76ers with no James Harden, 118-117. Damian Lillard shows up and says, hey, here's 39 points in my Milwaukee Bucks debut. And then minutes ago, the Los Angeles Lakers, they knock off the Phoenix Suns, the final score there, 100-95. The Lakers had to come back and win this game. There was no Bradley Beal, still dealing with a back issue. There was no Devin Booker, dealing with a busted up foot. And so this was basically Kevin Durant and a bunch of guys taking on the Lakers. And for a while there, it looked like the Lakers were going to lose. Kevin Durant had 39 points. LeBron James contributed 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. And Anthony Davis finished with 30 points. After having a measly 17 points total and all of it in the first half in the Lakers' opening night loss against the Denver Nuggets. So the Lakers are able to bounce back and pick up their first W of the season. We're going to talk about it all. I'm going to get to your calls as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Just a big night. And throughout the course of the show earlier on, we talked about Dusty Baker officially retiring. We talked about the Philadelphia 76ers telling James Harden to stay home. And now the NBA might be fining the Sixers for telling him to stay home, being the fact that, yeah, he may not be in basketball shape, but he's not injured. And we know the NBA has new rules about player availability, and if they are even available to sit on the sidelines, that they do so. So the saga continues with Harden and the Sixers. We talked about Dalvin Cook, apparently not happy with the touches he gets for the Jets, even though he sucks. So who knows, he might want to be traded. The Dolphins are going to be featured on the NFL's in-season version of Hard Knocks. And then, of course, yeah, we talked about the Bills improving their record to 5-3 over the Bucks, who now fall 2-3-4. Josh Allen rushing for a touchdown, throwing for two touchdowns, and even the Bucks, they were able to kind of stick around into this game at the end. Baker Mayfield, he threw a Hail Mary that ended just inches up away, ended up inches away from the hands of Chris Godwin in the end zone, and who knows, it looks like Godwin was held, if you ask me. Let's take a listen to that final call from Thursday Night Football. This is courtesy of the Bills Radio Network.
Mayfield back to pass. Pocket collapsing. Steps up. Heaves it down the field. This is going to reach the end zone. And it's incomplete. Godwin turned around a little too late. But he was in the vicinity to make the catch. He did not. And the game is over.
And that ball.
Third week in a row, the game ends with the ball in the end zone. My goodness.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills are moving on here. They got the Cincinnati Bengals up next, and the Buffalo Bills are trying to, you know, build on some things to continue moving on here in the season. It would have been a disaster if they didn't pick up this victory tonight. And I got to be real, the Bucs, they're just going to get worse before they get better. This is a wasted season for the Buccaneers. I mean, Mike Evans is getting older. God, everybody's getting older. And we know Baker Mayfield is not the answer. And so they're wasting a whole lot of time before they get worse and identify their real next quarterback of the future. God knows it's not going to be easy. The Milwaukee Bucks are certainly trying to compete for a championship this year. They bring on Damian Lillard. I told you the Bucks won 118-117. Joel Embiid had 24 points. Tyrese Maxey had 31. People don't know this, but Kelly Oubre Jr. is now a member of the team. He gave the 76ers 27 points off the bench. Giannis had 23 points. But the man of the night, Damian Lillard, making his debut for the Bucks, he scored 39 points in this Bucks victory over the Sixers. He scored 14 of his points in the final 4 minutes of the game. Yeah, Damian Lillard, you didn't know he was clutch? One of the most clutch players ever? Where the hell you been? This is why the Bucks brought him in. He spoke after the game. He was asked about the final 4 minutes where he decided to just absolutely lose his mind.
14 points for you in the final 4 minutes. Just kind of what did it mean for you to have the ball in your hands and to kind of have the entire team trust you in that moment in your first game?
It was, you know, I think anytime your team is encouraging you to be yourself and do what you do when it's so early, it helps. But, you know, I think I've had enough conversations with guys, especially with Giannis, where I know I came in knowing what was expected of me, you know, when these type of situations came. And I've been in enough of those situations where I know it's probably not going to always be me making a shot or taking a shot. But, you know, they're encouraging me to be the person to take control and make decisions and, you know, decide what's going to happen in those moments. And that's what I'm here to do. You know, even when it doesn't work out, sometimes it might end in a turnover. It might be a missed shot. It might be a lot of things, but I think they trust me with that, and they know that regardless of what the outcome might be on some other nights, that I'll be able to handle it. So, you know, I don't take it for granted, but I also, you know, really appreciate the fact that they encourage it so early. You know, everybody knows what I do and who I am.
Okay. Now, I want you to hear this, which happens to be one of the greatest lies ever told, but necessary. I mean, and part of it might be true based on what we saw tonight, but it's still not true. Before the first game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard sat down for an interview. And Giannis Antetokounmpo made it very clear, like the pecking order of the team. And I want you to take a listen to this clip. This was an interview prior to the game. Listen to Giannis Antetokounmpo talk about Damian Lillard. Listen to this.
I'm about sacrifice. I'm about putting the work each day, you know, and I believe in him. Basically, I might be here, but this is his team. You know, it doesn't matter what people say. Giannis, this is his team. Like, he got to lead this because at the end of the day, like, for him to feel successful, you got to feel very comfortable.
This is Damian Lillard's team? I don't care. Damian Lillard could hit 20 game winners. Like, who we fool? This is Giannis's team. Giannis just has he got a killer out there now. He has one of the greatest assassins and shot makers and clutch players that we've ever seen. But let's not tell a whole lie, Giannis. It's still your team, even if Damian Lillard is going to be taking and probably making the majority of the time the big shots. And tonight he did it. 39 points in his debut. 14 points in the final 4 minutes. I think we're going to see a whole lot more of this as the year goes on. This is why you bring in somebody like Damian Lillard. The Los Angeles Lakers, they just finished up their game as well. They were able to overcome just a deficit. And why should they even be in a deficit? It was Kevin Durant, me, you, and a couple of garbage men, and the Suns were still close by 5. Durant had 39, but then at the end of the game, you might have heard of him. He's old as hell. LeBron James decided to, let's just say, take over. How about getting a lead, going to the basket? Tell me if you've heard this before. LeBron driving to take the Lakers up 89-87. This is from the Lakers Radio Network.
LeBron's got it behind the three-point line. 3:45 to go in the fourth. LeBron split the defense, drive down the middle, lay it up and in. Crowd on their feet. First lead for the Lakers since it was 16-14. 89-87 LA.
This dude is a freight train. He drove to the lane one time and then damn it, he did it again. Listen to this.
All right, here we go. 91-91. Crowd on its feet. 1:15 to go in the fourth. LeBron with it. Top of the key. Fly into the rim. Lays it up and in. 93-91 Lakers. 105 to go in the fourth.
This guy is going to be 39 years old in his 21st season. I get tired in rec league games driving to the basket. This is why he's a supreme athlete. LeBron James, what did he do? He went to the basket again.
LeBron driving down the middle to the rim and in! LeBron's taking over the game! 95-91 Lakers. 41 seconds remaining. And what a fourth quarter for LA.
That's why I just take jump shots. When I get tired, I'm not driving to the basket. Too much work. I'm taking J's. LeBron James, I tell you again, finished with 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. Anthony Davis actually played a full game of basketball, had 30, and Kevin Durant had 39 points. I don't believe Durant and LeBron James have played a regular season together, or regular season game against each other, in about 5 years. It's because they are old, hurt, and tired. And then LeBron James and Kevin Durant gave each other a nice embrace at the end of the game, knowing that these opportunities and chances to play against each other, we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. And we're going to hear from LeBron James on the other side of the break a little bit of a potty mouth in talking about Anthony Davis tonight. So we'll hear from LeBron. And I told you about Becky Hammon and her potty mouth. We'll hear from her, too. Let's get to some of your calls before we do that. The number, 855-212-4CBS. Pat is calling from Tampa. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Pat?
I just want to call to ask you, first of all, I love what you do. I think you're great at what you do. But could you be a little bit nicer to the Tampa Bay Bucks? Because we've gone through a lot the last couple of years, you know, with the great Tom Brady being down here. And then we had, you know, the second year with the Giselle thing and his life was shit and all this kind of stuff. And then we got a new coach and they're trying their best. They really, really are. But so just be a little kinder to them, though, because
Pat,
they really are trying their best.
Well, everybody's trying, Pat. You want me to tell you want me to tell the truth, or you want me to sit up here and tell lies? Come on.
No, I don't want you to tell lies. But
I'm just telling the truth. Like you, from your perspective.
Every once in a while, you know.
No,
I'm from Akron.
You say that things have been rough. I think there are a lot of NFL teams that would take the rough that the Buccaneers have had to deal with the past couple of seasons because rough ended up with a Super Bowl. That sounds pretty good to me.
I agree. Yeah.
What was your other question? What happened?
Oh, nothing. I'm from Akron, Ohio, and I love what you say about LeBron James. And the first year that I moved down here, we had Tony Dungy and Warwick Dunn and John Lynch.
Mike Allstott.
Yeah, and right, we're in SAP, and I mean, yeah. it was fun. It really, really was. So anyway, but you do a great job. I'm retired from the Army, and I've gone a lot of different places, and I'm old. I'm old enough to be your grandmother, probably. But I just love listening to you in the evening, anyway.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service. Well, let me ask you this, because we're going to play this on the other side of the break, unless we have it already. Did you hear about Becky Hammon? She called herself an old-ass you-know-what.
Sorry, Pat. There are so many things she says in this clip. I am being so careful with the bleeps. We'll have it for you in the next break, Pat.
Okay. Well, Pat, what are your thoughts, you know, on Becky Hammon standing on the stage and calling herself an old-ass you-know-what?
I think that it's not really – it doesn't really – it's not good for her image or anything. You know, I that's all I want to say. You know, I mean, I actually commanded a Women's Army Corps company. And women have a tough time, though. And sometimes they do things like that just to make – make them sound like a, you know, they're more like a man or something. So anyway, but I'm sure right. You don't want to play that.
Oh, no, I hear you. Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate you. You call
By
me
the
up
way,
anytime.
I had a condo in Atlanta. I was a probation officer in Atlanta too, before, during the Army. And I had a condo on Piedmont. If you don't go to the botanical gardens, you should.
Not to run my business, but I'm pretty close. Let's put it that way, okay?
Yeah.
The next time, I do the Christmas lights. Listen, Pat. Pat, I've been around the block a couple times, 100 times. Hey, when you're back on Piedmont, you let me know. I'm around the corner from you, okay?
Okay.
So JR and Pat, quickly, there's a lot of expletives at the end of her speech. I do have the B part if you want to hear it, JR, right now.
Well, yeah, I'd love to hear a woman degrade herself. Listen.
Listen here. I'm an old ass.
Yeah, that's good. She degrades herself by saying that. You're right.
Wow. Well, what if she says that in our house with her friends? Like, no problem, right? Say what you want.
You know what? I would never use the word bitch, you know, anyway. I mean, I don't think anyone should use.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Well, listen, Pat, when you come back to Atlanta, you say hello to me, and then we hang out at the local place that's across the street from Botanical Gardens that you know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say it on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're great. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Call anytime. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, that's why it was great to talk to Pat, because she could say it, but I can't. I love it.
I love how she says, I can't say it, and says it four times. we had to dump it twice.
You dumped it?
JR, we can't. I can't take that chance on your show, man.
Oh, yeah, you can for her to say it, yeah.
Can we?
Yes, can. She said it.
You
yes.
can say the A word, but you can't, and you can't say the A and then the H, but you can't. No, you can't say B. You can't say that.
Yeah, you can. I can say it right now.
I wouldn't want you to, just for the sake of the argument. But I don't think you can say that.
I wouldn't. But yeah, I mean, she said it.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, son of a – yeah, come on.
You can say it in that context.
No, but she said it in context, so it's fine.
Okay, gotcha.
In context, it's fine. She didn't call me one. She didn't call you one. She didn't call Becky Hammon one. She said it in context. It's fine.
I just value your show too much, and I don't want to see you and the FCC, you know.
For calling someone a female dog?
Yeah. Yeah, they're very strict on that stuff, and I'm never going to jeopardize you and your show like that, ever.
I appreciate you. Well, I like Pat better anyway, because she said it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from Foul Mouth LeBron. We're going to hear from Josh Allen. And then we're going to hear from Becky Hammon. refer to herself as a dog. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A long-time listener, but first-time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Got a bunch of winners tonight. Buffalo Bills go over the Buccaneers. We got the Milwaukee Bucks going over the Sixers. We have the Lakers. They just went out there and beat the Suns. And you know what? We're going to hear from LeBron. And then we'll also, hey, Shep, is it clean enough? Can we hear from Becky?
It's definitely clean, man. It's a lot.
Okay, we'll hear from Becky in a minute. Let's hear from the guy who just won a basketball game tonight, LeBron James, helping the Lakers beat the Suns 100-95. LeBron, 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. Anthony Davis, 30 points. LeBron on TNT with Jared Greenberg. He was asked about the criticism of Anthony Davis in winning the game, and this is what it sounded like.
There was also a lot of criticism of Anthony Davis in that second half on Tuesday night. What can you say about his performance tonight in game two to get your first win?
We don't give a about criticism about AD. We don't care. Nothing bothers us. Nothing. We don't. AD doesn't care. I don't know if guys have figured that out. AD does not care. He's not on social media, so he doesn't see none of the crap. He rarely talks unless it's us. So we don't give a about it, and he definitely doesn't. He's going to do his job, and we happy to have AD.
Oh, I mean, wow, come on, man. Am I a prude? I mean, come on.
It's just the appetizer, JR.
What, for Becky Hammon?
Yeah.
I mean, that's LeBron postgame. And, you know, I like LeBron, but I mean, and I certainly ain't got no problem with cussing, but I just think, you know, time and place. I don't like that after the post game. But besides that, you know, I've been saying this for months now, maybe years. Like the parades are kind of getting nuts in all the sports. Like the players are getting drunk, the coaches are getting drunk. Tom Brady is throwing trophies almost into the bay, and Klay Thompson is almost serving up concussions to spectators at the parade, and we got a lot of wild stuff. Like one day something bad is really gonna happen. And so the Aces won the WNBA championship, and Becky Hammon is trying to, and she did compliment Asia Wilson, but in the midst of it, Becky Hammon started off by saying, I'm a old ass, you know what, I've seen it all, and well, just listen to Becky Hammon tell you.
Listen here, I'm an old ass. I played against all the goats. Oh, I'm going to put it out there. This is going to be the goat of the goats. She don't even know how I'm about to be on that. She's that good. I'm trying to think of an NBA comp. I'm trying to think of a WNBA comp. And there ain't nobody in the world like Asia Wilson. Who wheeled us on her back and said, hey, I'm about to push you on my back. Come on, follow me. And we did. You want it back? You want it back? F***ing run that back.
All right, well, there's Becky Hammon. They're going to run it back. She said so. And she also said she's an old ass, you know what. All right. Becky Hammon, very colorful. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'll just throw this in there real quick. So that this is why I called, but you asked a question about it. But yeah, probably not a good idea for you or me or any of us to call to call her that, even in joking. She said that Becky Hammon's all. I respect her greatly. Great coach, and respect her greatly. Should even be coaching in the NBA, I think, sometimes even. But Becky Hammon's a little bit of a
what? Uh-oh. He was saying stuff, and then I guess he got abducted. You got to be careful what you say, man. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What happened? He mimed the word? He just disappeared, Shep? Is that what happened?
So I'm not going to lie. I don't know what – this happens sometimes where, like, two or three callers will just, like, drop at the same time. Something happened.
Oh.
It's crazy because three people dropped at the same exact time.
Oh, well.
So Becky's got some kind of force over your show, JR.
Maybe it's the aliens. Well, let's talk to this guy. Gary's here from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Well, as far as Becky Hammon is concerned, I mean, she can say whatever she wants because us guys, we cannot use that word, of course. I was telling Shep, I got to compliment you on how you talked to that woman from Florida. That was awesome. And the guy with the back problem, that was awesome. And the reason why I'm complimenting you is this. It's just too many arrogant sports hosts out there. They just don't have time for the calls, this, that. And they'll actually disrespect a call like that. You don't. As I hang up with you, because you got a lot of calls, I'd like to know more about you. Where'd you go to high school? Where'd you go to college? And who was your heroes of sports and TV and radio? Who was your mentor and heroes? And thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary, from New Hampshire. Damn it. He asked me for a biography? All the stuff is available on Google. I got to sit here and talk about it now. I went to Murray Bergstrom High School for Business Careers in Lower Manhattan in New York City. We had a great female basketball team. Shannon Bobbitt came and played at Tennessee and then played for the Los Angeles Sparks. I went to a business school that what the hell am I doing in business school? I went to a business school in New York called Baruch College. I went to Borough Manhattan Community College before that. I worked in production. Worked like a dog, okay? I worked for Vibe Magazine before magazines basically went out of business and did production and a bunch of other things. And when it comes to sports heroes and media and stuff like that, man, I don't kind of listen, take a little bit from everybody. I love listening to Vince Scully, and I guess that's one person I really enjoy listening to. There's plenty of folks, man, so I can go on forever. Who the hell wants to listen to me talk about me? Ryan is here from Charlotte. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, Jen. I was at a bad area. My signal dropped. I was just saying how.
Did you call Becky Hammon an old ass? You know, is that what you said?
But no, I'm saying it would not be a good idea. Too.
Oh, okay.
I know Becky Hammon's kind of a hothead. I respect her greatly. Great, right. Great coach. She's kind of a hothead. Probably wouldn't go over well. And when she gives an interview a lot, it always seems like she's got a lot of bitterness. But she's a great coach, though. But what I called about was as far as the NFL goes. I was going to ask you, like, I know Miami's been excited. Was exciting to watch for a little while, and then they've, you know, once they played teams with winning records, they've lost. And San Francisco was up there for a little bit. Now they've come back down to earth. Do you see any team? Not anybody, but team. Do you see any team in the NFL right now that looks great? Because I don't. I mean, I don't see any team that looks like.
No, everybody has everybody that even looks amazing has their flaws. And so Philadelphia has looked pretty sloppy. We know that the 49ers are on a little bit of a losing streak, not even a little bit. They're on a two-game losing streak, can't score more than 17 games per right now. The Lions, I mean, they're on show and prove all throughout the course of the year. Before the Buffalo Bills won tonight against the Bucks, we saw them lose against the Patriots last second on Sunday. Kansas City still looking for that secondary offensive weapon behind Travis Kelce. And so, no, there isn't that one dominant surefire team. And there might be some teams that are going to be on the ascent. You know, maybe Baltimore keeps rolling things out. Maybe Jacksonville continues their streak. So there's no telling. And I actually think this is good for the NFL, man. It's nice. We don't need to just see if the Patriots and Tom Brady are going to win. It's nice to have this level of parity.
Well, it definitely makes it more interesting, and you know, and I think it's good for it. Also, there have been a few occasions with some of the games have been very boring. But overall, I agree with you. I think it is good for the NFL. But I don't see any team that's scary and that you're sitting there watching and saying, oh, nobody's going to beat them. You know, it's hard. I don't even have a Super Bowl pick right now because it's just hard to pick right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that makes it some good watching for us. Thank you, Ryan, for calling from Charlotte. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. We'll hear Josh Allen on the other side of the break as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You are inspiration. You paid a picture to us at home to actually feel and want to know what you're doing. What a great job you do, sir.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thank you. I'll just be out here chilling. That's it. I appreciate it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we had some good games tonight. LeBron James helping the Lakers come back, and Damian Lillard making his debut, dropping 39 for the Bucks. Thursday night football, not Monday. The Buffalo Bills beat Tampa Bay 24-18. Josh Allen running around, 324 yards passing, two touchdowns. He had an interception that was tipped, and he also ran one in for a touchdown. And then afterwards, since we heard from LeBron in the last break, and he was dropping all types of profanities. Josh Allen, he spoke to Amazon after the game. Richard Sherman asking him about his relationship with Stephon Diggs. Diggs had 70 yards receiving tonight. And this is what that conversation sounded like. No profanities.
I was about to say, you know, that's what I was getting to. You
okay.
Know?
Okay.
What would that play
yeah,
look
I was gonna
like?
Say, what I mean, it would probably be one of them freaky plays to Diggs, because I saw some on tape where he's running a post, go, out. I mean, y'all drawing him in the dirt, and you're trying to get it to him on seven-step drops. Are those real plays, or is he just out there winging it?
A little bit of both. You know, he's got a knack to get open, and I got a knack to find him. So it's a pretty good relationship there. And, again, I think we're still continuing to get better as time goes on.
Hey, Josh, it's a long season. You know, you talked about it all week long, and just we're a reactionary bunch, right? This is what the media does, a win, a loss, and we're just the ebbs and flows. How do you remain consistent despite everything going on around you?
Well, again, I think fan reaction, media reaction, you're either the greatest team in the league or you don't belong in the league.
Oh, well, it's almost like what LeBron said, except for he didn't say we don't give a blank. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Buffalo Bills improved their records and now 5-3. We got Brian calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
What's up, JR, man? Willie
Quinn is calling from Waco, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Quinn?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
I'm chilling. What's up?
I'm just doing my drive from Waco back to Dallas. Some courier delivery, picking up some extra hours. So I have a kind of unique perspective on the VFW sports scene. I grew up in Colorado. You know, Broncos, Avalanche, Rapids, Rockies, all that. Diehard fan of all the Colorado sports. Married a girl from Dallas, moved here 12 years ago. And I don't really get into the Dallas teams. I follow the Rangers a little bit, follow the Cowboys a little bit, mostly to keep up with her father-in-law. But this year with the Rangers has been something really special. And even I've kind of caught the bug. So I'm kind of wondering, as far as like on the national scene, Do y'all have that same vibe of it kind of being a team of destiny season for the Rangers? Or do the Diamondbacks fans have that same feeling on their side? What do you see it as from your perspective?
Man, I can't sit here. Well, thank you for asking me about my perspective. I can't tell you what anybody thinks about from a national standpoint. Look, these are two teams that nobody expected to be here for two different reasons. It looked like the Texas Rangers were going to be out here throwing money at their problems and trying to compete for a championship. Yep. And then you got the Arizona Diamondbacks on the other end. Like, they're just a young squad, almost a bunch of anonymous dudes that ended up here. Yep. It's like, what the hell are they here for? And so, look, we got game one of the World Series on Friday night. It's going to be interesting to see how things move ahead. I can't even call it. I mean, if you do want to say anything, it's that the Rangers would have more experience, whether it be from a coaching perspective with Bochy, and then some of their players have been around a little bit longer. But maybe Arizona is so young that it doesn't matter. So I got no idea how this series is going to go.
Like I said, I have not really gotten into the Rangers baseball for about 12 years now, but there's something about this season where it just kind of felt it early on. So I'm kind of going with that. I think they're gonna pull it out, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Thank you, Quinn, for calling from Waco. Yeah, man, I don't know about no team or destiny type stuff. Like, what am I supposed to say about that? Like, you're not supposed to be here, and now you're here, and now you're destined to, like, nah, they gotta go out there and play. If I was forced to go ahead and pick anybody, I don't know, man. Texas? I don't know. It's so close because it's not like there's a clear line in the sand. These are two wild card teams that you just kind of throw it up in the air and say who wins. Hey, Shep, do you have any perspective? This is a tough call, man. Ain't nobody here.
It is. Jared, the reason why it's a tough call is because, let's be honest, nobody saw them getting past their respective league championship series. To your point, you have a three-time World Series champion as a manager. He's been there with two different franchises before even getting there with Texas. So you have to favor the Rangers, right? Just on that alone, just on situational hitting and pitch count and managing the bullpen and getting guys' expectations realistic. It's going to be a fascinating series, JR, because, you know, we've heard this about the Diamondbacks. They are fast. They're athletic. They run the base path. They're not a big home run team. Now, that kid, Adolis Garcia, he is the ultimate home run king, at least in the postseason. So, JR, the good news is, and I don't know if enough people are talking about this, there is a villain in this World Series. There is a personality. If nothing else, just with his bat and his, you know, shenanigans, for lack of a better term, when he's up at the plate.
Adolis Garcia.
Oh, yeah. Like this is not...
Well, he ain't no kid, by the way. That dude's like, what is he, 30 years old?
He might be, but there's juice in this World Series. He is a personality. He plays with a chip, an edge on his, you know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays with an edge.
Maybe they should throw the ball at him. If I throw the ball at him, he'll start hitting home runs.
Well, he's hit four in four straight games. More than four, but he's hit home runs in four straight games. The last thing they want to do is get that guy even more angry. JR, this is going to be such a fascinating series. And the one big-time star, I would say, that everyone does know, that wasn't great in Game 7, but he's still a name, is Max Blue-Eyed Scherzer.
Oh, wow. Blue and brown eye?
I think it's blue and green. I don't know. It freaks me out, JR.
Well, he sucks now anyway, so.
Was he that bad?
Yeah, he sucks. I mean, in a general sense, for what he used to be, he's like a mere mortal. Maybe he could throw it back every now and then, but. Listen, Max Scherzer don't scare the hell out of me. Maybe he will with this with time off, but I expect Max Scherzer to get slapped around at the end of a season because he could barely last through one, man.
Well, let's put it this way. I think the Astros would have preferred Max Scherzer before they had Christian Javier. You know that, JR.
I mean, come on now. Like, three runs in one third inning, and then you get the
ball. Not in the general sense, not so sure. Christian Javier has been pretty lights out. Max Scherzer is almost, he might as well be warming up in the emergency room at this stage of his career. It's just the facts, but it's nice. We're going to be stepping into the World Series. We got game one tomorrow. We got now the NBA season is officially underway. Every NBA team has played now that we got the Bucks and the 76ers who stepped out there onto the court. And so the best time of the sporting calendar continues on. I mean, over the next few days, you're going to have NBA action. You have hockey, obviously, underway as well. We got college football, NFL football, Thursday night football. What'd I miss? Nothing, right?
I mean, you pretty much got everything. I mean, I would be curious.
Becky Hammon calling herself right. All types of names.
Jared, there's no way George loses to Florida, right?
What? Oh, the Bulldogs in Jacksonville?
Yeah, that's a lock, them getting to the college football playoff at this point.
Oh, well, the Bulldogs? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, if you ever want to lose your mind over a weekend, you go down to Jacksonville for that game. World's largest tailgate.
They're not getting enough conversation right now, JR.
Who?
The Georgia Bulldogs. It's all about Caleb or Deion.
Because Brock is hurt, and who cares about a team winning three straight? Nobody cares.
How do people not care more about that? It hasn't happened since the 1930s.
Yeah, well, Minnesota, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah.
How are not people talking about this more?
Yeah, because who's the most exciting guy on the Bulldogs?
Kirby Smart.
It's Brock.
Well, Brock Bowers has the highest ceiling, right? Of course, he's going to be a top 10 pick.
There ain't no Heisman guy. Stetson Bennett isn't knocking on doors drunk. So, you know, we'll see. Well, it's going to be tough to win a three-peat. We'll see what they do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern. 7 Pacific, World Series, NFL football, college football, everything. We got you covered. If you missed a minute of the show, you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online on the internet. Whether you're a jackass or a real person or anybody crazy, I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Hey, Shep, thank you for a good night, man.
Thank you as always, JR.
Ain't no doubt. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. You want to know why? Amy Lawrence, she's amazing. She's coming up next. Y'all be well, be safe, be cool.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.